We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind Resort. Still the one. Coach's Corner is also brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. And by AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. This is the Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind Resort. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Plank and Teddy Lehman.
Week one in the books, time to preview UCLA. Welcome inside the Coach's Corner, along with Butkus Award winner and Bednarik Award winner, Teddy Lehman. I'm Chris Plank, and we are joined to kick off week two by Cale Gundy, inside receivers coach, co-offensive coordinator. Coach, congratulations on the win in week one. Overall, now that you've had a little bit more time to look at the tape and recap things, how'd you feel about this team's performance?
Well, you always go in the first game always excited, but also a little nervous, just because you know, how are the guys going to be game one? And obviously, we came out and had some good breaks the first game and got up on a team that, that we were – went into it and had high concerns with, you know, that team that's got a lot of good individual players across the board. But for, you know, the most part, I thought we played well, settled in, and, you know, played well on all three sides and finished the game well.
About Kyler, you know, coming in first start, he's got experience. He's played football games before, but he looked so comfortable back there in the pocket. You know, trust his offensive line, trust the running game. Didn't try to force the issue. Looked really good back there.
And that's what he's supposed to do. And, you know, a guy like Kyler has been just, you know, just growing up as a kid in high school and played in a lot of big events and sports and baseball. So he's been out in the spotlight, been on the big stage. Obviously, this is a different one when you go out there and you're the guy out there, the quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners is a little bit different. But settled in well played a really good game.
I had to laugh because he was talking about the hump on the field in the post game, or at least how that was a little bit different. Nothing like what you used to have to deal with whenever you were the quarterback, right?
No. The crown on the field was night and day different. Yeah, if back in the day, if Kyler was standing on the other side, you'd have a hard time seeing him from the other side of the field because the crown was so big. So, but it didn't seem to bother him too much.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to follow up on because, again, we're going to talk a lot about the receivers and the offense in general. But that moment for some people, especially when it's your first time as the guy, can seem like a little bit much. But his whole life, he's been the guy and has prepared for this moment, and nothing really seemed too big for him on Saturday.
Well, and I think it's different when you're a freshman or a redshirt freshman, you know, or a sophomore and you're a young guy. But, again, he's been you know, he's been around for a while. He's been in some big games. You know, even at Texas A&M when he started his college career, he played as a true freshman. So, been in environments with some big games.
How about the running game? You know, that's the bread and butter. That's what, you know, a lot of people think of maybe this is an air raid offense, but it all starts with the running game. Heavy run, and you guys got four good backs that you can give it to.
You know, two years ago, I think we ran the ball. I think at the end of the year, it totaled up like six or eight times more than we threw it. Last year, we probably ran it, I think it was 50 or 60 times more than we threw it, even though we had a Heisman Trophy winner, a guy, Baker Mayfield, that threw a lot of touchdowns and for a lot of yards. It all starts from there. You know, that's what makes this offense go is being able to run the ball up front. And with the experience off the offensive line we have and the backs that we have, and, you know, we take pride and we talk about it all the time as wide receivers of downfield blocking. You turn 7-8 yard plays into 15, 20, 30, 40-yard touchdowns.
Going to talk about your receivers coming up here in just a bit, but since Teddy brought up the running game, Baker could run, Trevor Knight could run, Blake could run, but it just seems with Kyler it's a completely different element. We've had dual threat quarterbacks, but this seems to be a different level, Coach. Is that fair?
Well, he's much faster and quicker than those guys. you know, and he's just got the elusiveness, I guess, is probably the biggest difference. And Baker had that as well. This guy's just got it to a, you know, I mean, he has it from scale to 1 to 10. He has 10 when it comes to elusiveness. So he's got the ability to continue to create and make plays. And, you know, again, on the flip side of that, you got to be careful. You don't want him to run a whole lot. You don't want him to have to take more shots than he's going to take as it is. His quarterback skills, he's just one of those guys that don't really take a lot of true shots, though. When he gets tackled, they're always kind of onto the side, or he's able to kind of get out of the way and slide and move.
Is that going to change the way people defend you? You know, a lot of times when you see super athletic quarterbacks, change the way some teams run some man-to-man, yeah. Plus what he can add in the running game. I mean, Baker always had, you know, he'd carry out the fakes and he'd mm-hmm. keep it every now and then on the zone read, but an edge player's got a little bit different, you know, whenever Kyler Murray keeps it, it's a little bit different. Is that going to change the fronts you guys see?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it did Saturday. I mean, there was people staying back at home, you know, anytime we were handing the ball off on inside zones or outside zones, and, you know, just the respect of what he can do. And then I think it can, you know, affect a little bit in the pass rush. I mean, guys got to be they got to be careful getting out of lanes. If you get out of lane and if you're in man coverage and the guy gets through, I mean, he can run for a long ways.
Got to ask about Lee Morris. You know, whenever we're talking the insider receiver position for the last couple of years, we're talking Mark Andrews last year, Grant Calcaterra, guys like Miles Tees. And lo and behold, the dude that stars in week one is Lee Morris, and he gets put on scholarship. What a great story.
It is. You know, we've been fortunate to have a few players in our program here the last few years that have come through the system that have walked on. And that have continued to get so much better. And Lee Morris is a great example of that. You know, first of all, he's as good a kid that we have in our program. He's a great teammate. He's a team player. You know, he's been a starter on special teams the last couple years. He's played, you know, here and there a little bit for us at the inside receiver position. Really made a huge stride from spring ball to fall camp. I mean, made a huge stride. The one thing that he was always had the ability to make plays, and did those things. Occasionally he would have a drop ball in a situation in the past. He's kind of eliminated that. And those are things that we've talked on and he's improved on. And, you know, so it's, but again, it's a, you know, somebody that's been in the system that's ran a bunch of routes, that's ran a bunch of one-on-one routes, that's learned it, that knows the ins and outs on how to run routes in this system and be successful. Plus, he can run. He's got good speed. He's strong. He's got good size. He can jump. So all those things put together, it's turned out well for him.
Orthodontist exclusively takes us in layman's terms. Are you ready, Teddy?
I'm ready.
I worked it in, Kale. I worked it in somehow. We're actually going to look back before we look forward as we go in layman's terms, aren't we, Ted?
Yeah, you're going to see some similarities. Here's Baker Mayfield last year against Texas. Same play, dialing up a deep ball here. Hits a guy over the middle, that's D.D. Westbrook. And we saw that again this week. Here's Kyler Murray. Starts off with the same little play action. Got a little seal block there on the outside. Gives him a nice little half roll to throw from. And you see the athleticism. He's going to draw the attention of the defense whenever he gets outside the pocket. And those safeties have their eyes in the backfield right now. And that's dangerous, especially whenever you've got the speed out there like you've got from Hollywood Brown. And whenever he can run away from a guy that's covering him, run away from leverage, and there's no one home, that's going to be an easy throw from Kyler Murray.
It is, you know, and it always helps, you know, when you look back at Baker, you got guys, and Baker was a great deep ball thrower. But when you're throwing to a guy like a D.D. Westbrook or a guy like Marquise Brown that has exceptional speed, those guys can track the ball down more so than most receivers can. And there's been many balls, and even that ball that was thrown the other day Saturday, when the ball was in the air, I heard a couple people on the line saying he overthrew him.
I thought the same thing.
But he tracks it down. And the one thing about Marquise Brown, besides the speed, is we feel like that he tracks the deep ball and catches the ball over his outside shoulder, which is a very difficult catch, mm-hmm. as good as anybody we've been around. Lincoln's been in the throwing system longer than, obviously, than most of us, as long as, you know, as good as anybody he's been around as well.
That's in layman's terms on the offensive side. We'll go on the defensive side with Coach Cooks coming up later on. Brought to you by Orthodontics exclusively. When we come back, Coach Gundy gives us a preview of the Bruins as we strike the stadium this Saturday on the Coach's Corner.
Hi, I'm attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
This October, you do not want to miss a very limited one-night appearance at Riverwind. That's right, it's Cameo. Live in Riverwind Showplace Theater, Saturday, October 13th. Don't miss Cameo, Saturday, October 13th at Riverwind. Tickets at the box office or riverwind.com.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract, just...
Get the live sports you love. Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Use code REALDEAL. Limited time. Price for a little package. After 3 months, renews monthly at full price. Currently minimum $40 unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Content varies by package and may be limited. Restrictions apply.
At Landers Auto Group of Norman, we never underestimate the heart of a champion because we know what it takes to be one of the best. Hard work, time, the drive to compete, the will to win. Whether you're in a dealership or on the football field, you've got a job to do. And no matter what, you get it done. So get ready, Sooner Nation, because here we go. Landers Auto Group of Norman, driving tradition, proud partner of Sooner Athletics.
Hallmarks of Sooner football have always been drive, determination, and winning the right way. This is Chris Hammonds, captain of the 2000 National Championship team and partner of the law firm Laird Hammonds Laird. We practice those same winning traditions in the courtroom working for you. For personal injury, workers' comp, family law, or criminal defense, Laird Hammonds Laird is your championship team.
Call Laird Hammonds Laird at 405-703-4567 or visit LHLlaw.com today.
Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. T-Lale31 writes, having dinner with my little buddy at Chick-fil-A and he found the slide. We may never leave. Aw, sounds like fun, T. It's the little things that bring kids to the dinner table. Now, getting them off the slide, that's another story. May we suggest nuggets and dipping sauce? Tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... A message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom. Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access audio pass to Sooner Sports. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday, and all you have to do is subscribe, and you'll get all the Sooner talk you want and need delivered right to your phone or iPad. Bud Light, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibility. Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality.
Cale Gundy, in at quarterback with 101 to go, so he's going to run the last series. He is the highly touted freshman from Midwest City, whose brother Mike was a record-setting quarterback at Oklahoma State and is now the receivers coach over there. He pitches it back to Williams, and Williams, running around the corner, will get up near midfield. So that'll be a pickup of about 5 yards. Cale Gundy is 6'1", 185 pounds. He threw for over 7,000 yards at Midwest.
I was pretty good on tosses. <Randolph's>.
Accurate toss.
Legendary Keith Jackson on the call. True freshman. Yeah. Came in, first playing opportunity against the Bruins. What was that moment like for you?
It was something that I can remember, you know, even to this day, to be able to play in your very first game as your freshman year in college and to play in the Rose Bowl. You know, I can remember running out on that field and just feeling so small and tiny, you know, just being in the venue of the Rose Bowl, growing right up and watching it as a kid on, you know, New Year's Eve and or New Year's Day. Things were happening really fast and out there on that field.
What was that thing you guys did before that play? Like, y'all grouped together and it looked like you told them what to do? Is that a huddle? Or?
Yeah, muddle.
I haven't seen one of those before.
No, that's exactly
been a
right.
While.
Times have changed.
Oh, man. Well, obviously, it's always fun when you bring in a marquee program, UCLA, with the new head coach, Chip Kelly. Obviously, they struggled in losing in week one. But, Cale, by no means does that make this the free space on the bingo board. They've got some talent, don't they?
They do. You know, they're a national brand. It's UCLA. And, you know, on the West Coast and for the most part, for most of the country, you know, everybody knows UCLA. High school recruits know UCLA. They will walk in here Saturday, and they will look as good as anybody we play all year long. Not even close. If not better looking than personnel-wise than anybody we play all year long. They've got a lot of, you know, highly rated players, recruits coming out of high school, several five-star players, guys that could have went anywhere in the country. They've got a handful of players that will play in the NFL. I think they had six players suspended the first game. Three of them are back, and I think all three are on defense. You'll see two defensive linemen and a DB out there on Saturday. So it will be a much bigger challenge for us than what we faced last Saturday.
And you know Chip Kelly. What's different about his teams? I know he's an offensive guy, but he gets that talent to show up and gets them to play a little bit differently.
Well, they had a lot of success at Oregon, and he got that program turned around. And I think it kind of stems from their offense, you know. And if they can get things going and play exciting football offensively, then, you know, everybody else likes to play. You know, when you're a defensive guy, when the offense is scoring points, moving ball up and down the field, I mean, it kind of relaxes you a little bit and allows you to play a little bit more freely on defense. So it's going to be a big task for us. You know, again, you always talk about getting the most improvement from game one to game two. We need to have that stride for us. You know, we won our first game and we beat a team and we jumped on them early. But it's going to get much more difficult from here on out.
Talking about the offense moving the ball and the defense playing freely, just in these highlights we're watching, oh, my goodness, they're coming after the quarterback. Coach, on Monday, Coach Riley mentioned specifically number 15, that's Jalen Phillips,
yeah.
Big 6'5" kid on the outside. Are they team that you've seen in your studies, Coach, that blitz a lot? Do they bring a lot of guys after the quarterback while they sit back in coverage? Or do they even really have a true identity yet?
No, they last week versus Cincinnati, they came after them pretty good. And they blitzed about 50% of the time. And they got a couple edge guys, number 15 and number 11, that are big 6'4", 6'5", 230, 240-pound bookend guys. They have great secondary players. Two corners that are a good player. Number six, a free safety that's a very good player. And there you can see 15 running right there chasing the quarterback. So it's going to be a challenge for us, and we understand that and need to play at a high level.
Is that going to be the biggest difference, is just the size? I mean, you watch the Florida Atlantic, that's a good football team, yeah. But the size discrepancy, physicality discrepancy on the line of scrimmage, that's going to be the biggest difference.
The biggest difference, and then the speed, just how everybody else is running around. But, across the board, they're going to walk out here and they're going to look pretty.
They'll win getting off the bus.
They'll look good.
It's funny. I do want to talk about Grant and some of the other insider receivers we haven't talked about yet. But one final thought, Teddy, you had brought up the familiarity with Chip Kelly because you scouted him whenever he was at Oregon. Have you been able to notice, is it similar to what you saw at Oregon? Have you had to go back and look at some 49er tapes or even some Eagle stuff to see if he's doing anything differently?
Their offense, I haven't followed so much of their offense.
Right.
I'm sure it's probably very similar to what he's done. I mean, it's a tempo offense. They want to play fast. I don't know if they played as fast as what they'd like to play last week.
Right.
They had a quarterback go down and get injured, the guy that was starting, and they had to bring a young freshman in to play. So I'm sure that kind of slowed it down a little bit. But I would expect a very similar offense and kind of structure to some stuff we saw last Saturday.
Just to get back to OU's guys a little bit, and I know everyone talks about, what it was like for Coach Stoops to see Drake out there, but you've known him since he was born, and mm-hmm. you've been around that family. I mean, those guys know you. What was it like to see him and coach him and see him out there making a play on the field?
Well, he's deserved it. Yeah. We definitely wouldn't put him out there just because he was Coach Stoops' son. we're glad he's here, and he's going to be a very good football player. He's somebody that's going to continue to grow and learn, and he's going to develop very, very quick. I've had Nick, who was a walk-on. I've had Miles, who was a walk-on, and now Lee, that was a walk-on, who've earned scholarships. This guy, to me, even though he's a little bit smaller than those guys, is probably a little bit further ahead when it comes to being a little bit more ahead in the route running business. Mm-hmm. And he kind of has it. He kind of has that knack of being a good football player.
We could talk about the insider receivers the rest of the show, but we're out of time. There's so many guys we haven't had a chance to get to. So we give you the final question of the coach. So with Cale Gundy here, we go to the Academy Sports and Outdoors Twitter question of the day. Sean wants to know, what have we learned from Cincinnati in order to beat UCLA?
Well, Cincinnati did a very good job running the football. They played a physical game. I was watching their offense versus Cincinnati's defense. And they had a quarterback that played for Cincinnati that was the new quarterback, didn't play last year. And mm-hmm. he was very athletic, and he ran around. He had some really good QB runs in there. But they were physical up front. And they just kind of maintained and stayed the course throughout the game and kept playing. And obviously their defense must have stood up pretty good versus UCLA's offense. So it'll start up front. Need to dominate the line of scrimmage or win the line of scrimmage.
And by the way, just to read, that was a heck of a performance up front by that Sooner O line. I know you and Teddy talked about it earlier, but it was fun last week. Should be a great matchup. Coach, we always enjoy it. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Cale Gundy. Stick around. Kerry Cook slated to join us next inside the Coach's Corner, presented by the Riverwind Resort.
Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue is the home of Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley every Tuesday night. Rudy's Country Store, bringing you the best in barbecue. Honor your patriot by nominating them for the Patriot of the Game at patriot4.com/hero. Patriot Ford, just 10 minutes south of Norman in the heart of Oklahoma, I-35, exit 95. Hey Sooner fans, satisfy all of your catering needs this season by visiting any Oklahoma City area Chick-fil-A location.
Hey y'all, it's Marty Smith. College football is here, which means it's tailgating season. meat sizzling on the grill, a cold drink in your hand, and great music on the speakers. You've got to love it. Get all the gear you need for the perfect tailgate for less from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From grills and coolers to team jerseys and hats, everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Man, now I'm really craving a burger.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
Lindsey Buckingham, live in concert. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind, Friday, November 9th. With very special guest, J.S. Ondara. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. Lindsey Buckingham, performing hits spanning his entire career. Check more at lindseybuckingham.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Sooner fans, Brent Swedley here. You know, before, during, and after a game, you have many restaurant options to choose from. Here at Swedley's, my family and I want to say thank you for continuing to choose us. We're fresh, we're local, and we're world famous. So come check out one of our seven locations today, and be sure to come see us right here at the stadium during the game. We are Swaddley's World Famous Barbecue, where faith, family, and Sooners come together.
Proud sponsor of OU Athletics.
If your heating or air goes out, I know you'll call Air Comfort Solutions, but did you know they now provide plumbing services? Gary England here with my friend Jason White telling you about Air Comfort Solutions, reliable plumbing services now accessible to you and me.
That's right, Gary. We now have trained professional plumbers on call to help you with everything from busted pipes to clogged drains.
It sounds like to me Air Comfort Solutions is a one-stop shop.
They certainly are. Call Air Comfort Solutions at 721-3740. That's 721-3740.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in and get your hair in the game.
This segment's presented by Community Coffee. Family-owned Community Coffee, the official brewed coffee of OU Athletics. Taste the difference family makes.
The defensive side of the football, from Coach Gundy to Coach Cooks, Kerry Cooks, defensive backs coach, joins us inside the coach's corner. Congrats on the win, Coach. You've had some time to look back on the film. As good from your to your eyes as was to ours as fans when you looked at it?
It was a good first start. I like the way that the guys, didn't panic and they communicated well. The alignments and adjustments for the most part were pretty much on point. So that's what you want to see in the first game. So I thought that they're off to a good start.
starting a couple freshmen out there as the defensive backs coach. That have you nervous rolling into game one?
I'm always nervous starting those young guys that hadn't seen it. But I tell you what, those freshmen out there, guys like Buki, he doesn't play like a freshman. You know, he's very poised, very intelligent, you know, and just really has a great understanding for the game. So that settles me down a little bit.
You know, and again, heading into this game, there was a lot of unknown about Florida Atlantic. There hadn't been a real too deep put out. We didn't know who their starting quarterback was. But Teddy touched on it. With young guys, no panic. They seemed to communicate very well. Even though FAU had a little bit of success in that first drive, they stayed together.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked to them throughout the camp about, you know, just preparing for the game and trying to get their minds right about, hey, you know, there's always going to be some good, some bad, you know, throughout the course of a game. And we don't know what to expect throughout that first game. You know, we had coming in with an offense that was averaging 40-plus points and, you know, had some pretty good skill guys. I mean, we were prepared for everything and just constantly talked to those guys on a daily basis about, you know, how to have poise and control yourself and no panic, and they really took that to heart.
It's one game, but there's a lot of positives out there. What do you think the difference was, maybe from a year ago with this group, that maybe you see that could turn into a really good unit?
Gosh, I would say that just the team and particularly the defense just seems like it's more cohesive. Guys just seem like they really care about each other. You know, and the thing that I see in practice is, like, this is like a really locked-in group. Like, you know, just even when they're not out there actually taking the play, they're on the sidelines and they're talking and they're getting mental reps. And, you know, those are all the signs of a team that's really, really, you know, has potential to be pretty good.
I've brought that up to everyone that'll listen to me. Not many people do. But that's what I saw. And again, we're on the sidelines, so we're not in the huddles, but we're keeping tabs on everything we possibly can for Sooner fans. That's what I noticed, and that's what I'm telling anyone that would listen, Coach, and it's good to hear that because it seems like they really communicate well, and it seems like they really like each other. I know it's easy when you're up 28, 35, 42 zip, but it really seems like there's good communication on this D right now.
I think there's great communication, and I think that, you know, to have a great defense, to have a great team, there's got to be trust, and I think these guys trust each other, and I think that they like each other. I think that they're friends outside of just football, which is very important.
We saw in the game, you know, over the last couple of years, we've seen some of the bubble stuff has kind of played fits. Some of the quick stuff like this has played fits. But I thought the guys on the edge were super aggressive. Whenever they're getting blocked, shucking blocks, playing off a cut block there, forcing it back inside to the numbers, and then the pursuit from the inside out, it just seemed like there was some more aggression there.
Yeah, we've emphasized, one, just, you know, 11 guys to the ball. And then obviously when they're trying to get the ball on the perimeter, the quicker that those guys that are being blocked can declare, the more aggressive that the other guys can be, you know, so to make sure that it's not a sucker and go, screen and go, things like that. So we want to attack those screen games. We want to attack those blockers to clean it up for the next guys.
Like that, no fly zone from the Sooners, which, by the way, Teddy, you talk about physicality. Parnell Motley actually led the D in tackles. On
I love
Saturday.
That. We just saw one right there where, you know, coach is talking about forcing it. He comes up, he's the outside player, and just goes and attacks the outside leg on that guy aggressively. I mean, that's what you love that. Good defenses are really aggressive when they're tackling, and guys were doing that all over the field.
Yeah, and the whole key is that, you know, again, we've emphasized tackling, we've emphasized being aggressive, and part of that is just pulling your trigger, believing what you're seeing, and then reacting and just playing it aggressive. And if 11 guys are flying to the ball, right, somebody's going to make somebody right.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of young guys, as you brought up, and a lot of Sooner fans love number 44 out there in what Brendan Radley-Hiles did. I think he pretty much lived up to the hype, didn't he?
I think he did. I thought it was a good first game for him. The one thing that I thought that he did, which was kind of funny, is that he wore himself out a little bit pregame, you know, just not understanding the emotional part of the game and how that drains you. But very physical player, just a smart football player, just understands concepts, you know, and really, you know, for a young guy, is really a leader by example. Not necessarily vocal, but I think that he's got a bright future.
What's the biggest thing he's got to work on? We've heard a lot of the positives, got great cover skills, great ball skills. What's the biggest thing that you're harping on him with every day?
Yeah, you know, it's a different picture for him right now because he's played corner, he's played nickel, and then actually moving into safety. Just some of those angles that you just saw, we were in a three-roll concept, and he kind of went flat, and the receiver got a little bit behind him. So just the small details of playing safety, of again, communicating and just understanding the tempo and the speed of this game, all those things that most freshmen have to get adjusted to.
You haven't been afraid to use freshmen on this defense. Buki became on Saturday the fourth true freshman DB to start in the last couple of years. But it was more than just Brendan Radley Hiles. We saw defensively Curtis Bolt, Mark Jackson Jr., Ryan Jones, Kenneth Mann all make their first start. So beyond just the youth, Coach, I hate saying inexperienced because Curtis Bolton is a guy that had played a lot,
right,
but just hadn't got a lot of reps. Still, in that moment, everyone really seemed to work together well.
Yeah, and I think that you've got some guys, like you said, like Curtis has played a little bit. Mark Jackson's played a little bit for us. Kenneth Mann is really, you know, taking a big step. So we've got some guys that have traveled and understand what that crowd is like, understand the game experience, but they're taking on a bigger role. And I thought that, again, that those experiences that they've had in the past, you know, and throughout camp, you know, talking to them and harping on to them about, hey, just no panic, have poise. I think those guys really took that to heart.
We saw Kenneth Mann there. You mentioned his name. What was it like for you guys to see that defensive line making so many plays, living in the backfield, putting pressure on the quarterback? On the back end, that makes you guys feel good.
Oh, we love it. We love it. I mean, I think that we've got, you know, one of the better defensive lines, you know, since I've been here, very athletic, more experience up there now. And then we've added some young guys like Perkins, who I think is going to be special. You know, if you've got a great front, you know, then you have a great secondary. I mean, and they got to work together. A great secondary equals a great front. So I love seeing those guys playing in the backfield, living in the backfield, and that helps takes pressure off of us.
Yeah, Ronnie Perkins, single-digit defensive lineman. Got to love that. Now, before we wrap up, we always take you inside the X's and O's. It's brought to you by Orthodontics exclusively. It's called, in layman's terms, Teddy, we're touching on that physicality a bit here,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Looking at some of the secondary plays here from a week ago against Florida Atlantic. And you see right here, and we talked about this a little bit, you know, Florida Atlantic tried to hit us with the bubble. And here they go right now. We've got our guys out there. You see where the coverage is. And as he declares, and he's going to throw this thing outside, you see the edge player, and Coach talked about it, go declare. Go pull your gun and declare and let the other guys clean it up. And I love that he goes up, he forces it, shows that his outside arm's free. And he's going to make the play. Look at the pursuit from the inside out. You see the guys flying to the football. He forces it, plays off the block, and he gets the help from the other guy. I mean, that's something that you talked about earlier that's huge. Declaring early on, you saw that from Motley there.
That's right. Motley cleaned it all up. I mean, he made that block happen like 1 yard down the field, which allowed Buki to now trigger because his guy's not going out for a pass. And you see all those guys running from inside out to make the play.
And here's another play right here. We're going to see a turnover. Got Barnes playing center field, and as the film rolls here, quarterback's going to kind of declare with his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You see him pick it up. Looks like the outside leverage, force it to your free player in the middle, and exactly what happens. Quarterback stares it down the whole way, and then just the ball skills. He kind of made it a little easy on him, but and then you talked about this. Go score with it, right?
Go score. Take it to the near sideline. You know, he's running 100 yards to gain, you know, 10 yards, right? So. But it was an excellent play by Barnes, understanding where his first threat was and understanding we're playing a three-deep concept there. That outside safety is using, you know, the middle of the field player. So it was good execution by those two guys.
Good stuff. In layman's terms, brought to you by Orthodontics exclusively. When we come back on the Coach's Corner, we'll talk more about UCLA's offense. Again, an unknown at quarterback. We'll let you know how the Sooners prepare with Coach Cook. Stick around.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
This October, you do not want to miss a very limited one-night appearance at Riverwind.
right, it's Caviar. Live in Riverwind Showplace Theater, Saturday, October 13th. Don't miss Caviar, Saturday, October 13th at Riverwind. Tickets at the box office or riverwind.com.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
Bad things happen. It's part of the game. This is Chris Hammonds, captain of the 2000 National Championship team and partner of the law firm Laird Hammonds Laird. When you turn to the courts to right a wrong in your life, choose a team that won't fumble your case. From personal injury to family law to criminal defense, Laird Hammonds Laird has the right game plan.
Call Laird Hammonds Laird at 405-703-4567 or visit LHLlaw.com today.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Martell Sincere writes, I'm at Chick-fil-A having dinner, #dinner, #dinnertonight, #dinnertime, #dinnerisready, #chicken, #Chick-fil-A, #food, #FoodieFriday, #foodie. Wow, thanks for the love, Mr. Sincere. It's the little things that make dinner special, like hashtags. Speaking of, tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with #thelittlethings.
At Landers Auto Group of Norman, we never underestimate the heart of a champion because we know what it takes to be one of the best. Hard work, time, the drive to compete, the will to win. Whether you're in a dealership or on the football field, you've got a job to do. And no matter what, you get it done. So get ready, Sooner Nation, because here we go. Landers Auto Group of Norman, driving tradition, proud partner of Sooner Athletics.
Sooner fans, be sure to check out Soonersports.com for your chance to win Red River Showdown football tickets, courtesy of Lowe's Travel Stops, the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, Live OU, Riverwind Resort, Homeland, and Laird Hammonds Laird Trial Lawyers.
Oh, look at number 11.
And the missed tackle. Thanks, guys.
No. Wrapped him up. Look at that.
Run your feet,
you run
please.
Your feet.
You and Dusty making a play. This was 03 when UCLA came to town. Oh, look at the great Brandon Everidge in there making a play. Teddy right on top of it. And what?
Up. Nice.
Look at the hands.
Nice job.
Love that.
Stay on your feet, though.
Yeah, that's right. Go score, right, Coach?
Oh.
Go score. Sure NFL rules. I'd be right. Up and going.
What's going on with the neck roll?
Old school, man.
Okay.
This is a look thing. You got to look like you can hit hard. You don't actually have to do it. You just got to look the part.
Oh, I think you did it, too. I think you did it as well. But, again, anytime a team like UCLA is coming to town, it's a brand. So we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in just a bit when we want to know the defensive prep with Coach Cooks. By the way, from Cale Gundy making his debut at the Rose Bowl to Teddy against UCLA, good job by the crew finding the old highlights today, right?
Yeah, man, you love it. Film doesn't lie. It's what you got to tell these guys. Whether it's good or bad, it's going to be there forever.
That's right.
We don't lose anything.
That's right.
Speaking of that, I wanted to really quick, before we got into UCLA, talk about Parnell Motley, who, he had one rough game last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought bounced back from that incredibly well, had a great offseason, and Coach had a nice start leading the team in tackles, really showing some leadership out there for number 11.
Yeah, I mean, I love Motley, and I love, you know, his competitiveness. I thought that, obviously, outside the one game that he had last year, he played exceptionally well. And then, you know, really took that step forward. You know, he's being what we need him to be, a leader for this you know, defense and for the secondary. I mean, he's a guy with a lot of experience, you know, and I think that he's undervalued in his tackling ability. Obviously a great cover corner, but his intensity and his competitiveness is really unmatched on our team. You know, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find another guy as competitive as Parnell Motley.
Trying to carry it over. You got UCLA coming to town. Chip Kelly, everyone knows the offenses that he's had before, the Oregon stuff, the NFL stuff. In week one, it wasn't the breakneck speed that you're used to with Chip Kelly with UCLA, but we know they're going to get more and more efficient as they run that offense, get into live bullets, and, you know, they're just going to get better. What do you expect from these guys?
Yeah, I would expect, you know, to see a little bit more up-tempo. I'd expect to see a little bit more attacking on the perimeter, you know, with their screen game, which they didn't show a lot of. And then, you know, he's getting into a lot of 12 personnel, so I would expect a lot of shots down the field. But, you know, they're a talented team. They've got some a solid core wide receivers. They've got a really big athletic tight end, you know, indifferent on which quarterback plays. Obviously, Spate may or may not play, but they've got a really athletic quarterback who can run and has got a strong arm as well. To me, you know, this game is going to be about understanding where their backs are. They've got, a kid that's a 10 400 meter guy, California state track meet record breaker, and they use their backs probably more so than we'll see throughout this season on flat routes, on wheels, in the passing game, running them down pipe routes and vertical. So does a really good job of getting those guys involved, and they're probably the better players on their team.
Surprisingly, there's a fairly deep history between UCLA and Oklahoma, though the two teams haven't played in a while. By deep, I mean they have played recently. 2005, the Bruins won the last series meeting at UCLA. And then, of course, in 03, we saw the Teddy interception, 59-24. And history, Antonio Perkins, 277 yards, punt return, 3 touchdowns here. He's going to be at the game on Saturday. But history, for the most part, irrelevant, Coach, whenever we're talking about a new-look UCLA team. As you're preparing for them, it's funny, I was asking Cale Gundy about this, but in prepping for Chip Kelly, do you look back to old Oregon? Are you watching some old 49ers, some old Philadelphia Eagles stuff? Because there's a lot that's ingrained into his offense, isn't there?
We've watched everything under the sun from dating back to when he was the head coach at Oregon to when he was at Philadelphia to when he was at San Francisco. No New Hampshire stuff, but I'm sure it's all the same. Okay. To their spring game, to obviously the one game sample that we have this year. But his offense has been pretty consistent, you know. So you have an anticipation of what to expect, but there's so much that he can do, you know. So we've got to be prepared for everything.
You mentioned maybe attacking the perimeter a little bit more. It's got to make you feel good, though, the way you played it week one. We saw some of those highlights, but are they going to try and play off maybe some of that aggressiveness?
I think so. I think that, you know, they're going to probably try to get us going sideline to sideline, and you may see a little bit more of the screen and go concepts. I can see them, you know, putting that running back who's a fast guy out there lined up as a wide receiver and just trying to get the ball to him in space. You know what I mean? So really, you know, I mean, it's all on the table with this offense right now.
I want to get back to Oklahoma here before we wrap up with Coach Cooks. We talked about Parnell Motley. We talked about Brendan Radley Hiles, but we haven't really talked about the guy on the other side who made his debut at the Monday press conference this week. Killed it. Did a great job. Trey Norwood came on late, Coach, and just boy, really had a nice start to the season.
Had a great start to the season, and I said this going back to last year when Trey was inserted into our lineup. I feel like our secondary really settled down. Highly intelligent, you know, player on and off the field, highly competitive, ultra athletic and talented, and it's just important to him to be the best that he can be. So really pleased with his game one, and I would anticipate that you're just going to see him continue to get better and better.
I think we're going to see, I know you can't really forecast this, but you're going to roll more guys through again this week? You're going to get plenty of guys playing time?
You know, my whole philosophy is I've been trying to build the depth since I've been here to the point to where I feel comfortable with those guys getting in and you know, feeling confident and trusting those guys to get in. So you saw last year we played three corners. We played several safeties. So, and those guys know it's really based on how they prepare for the week. You know, if they're having good practices on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I've told them based on how they prepare for the week will determine how they play on Saturday. So that's up to them every Saturday. It's kind of motivation for those guys to make sure that they're prepared and they're going out and doing the right things.
Hey, before we get to the Academy Sports and Outdoors Twitter question, I wanted to ask, we haven't really talked too much about the safeties outside of Buki, but Justin Broyles, Khalil Hotton making his first start. as a starter, I guess I should say, that Robert Barnes had the interception that we saw earlier. Teddy was talking about depth, but it seemed like that was a solid outing for these young guys.
It was a solid outing. Really happy to see Khalil come out there in his first start. He's been a guy that's kind of been up and down for us, but, you know, really came out and had a really consistent, stable first game. Broyles has been a guy that obviously redshirted last year, but can do a lot of things, and you saw some of that on Saturday. Can play the nickel, can play the safety for us, and you know Barnes is a guy again that played for us as a true freshman last year, and he's only taken you know those steps to get better.
Yeah, and real quick, Jordan Parker, who we saw at times, and then Broyles, those are guys that shifted from the corner position to the safety. What's the biggest challenge in that adjustment?
Again, it's just the pitcher's different, you know what I mean? So as a safety, you've got to be the communicator. You've got to get everybody lined up. You've got to be able to make sure that everybody's adjusted the right way. And you've got to not only be involved in the pass game, but you're a lot more involved in the run game, which corners, you know, typically a crack or something like that would bring the corners into the run game. But safeties, you know, per the call, you're actually in the fit at times.
Great stuff with Kerry Cooks. Let's wrap it up with you. You get the final question on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Twitter, I guess you could say, line. This is from Jason, who wants to know, with the QB situation up in the air for UCLA, how do you prepare for both quarterbacks? Well, you had to almost prepare for three last week with Florida Atlantic, right?
That's right, we did. And really it's based off, you know, the offense. I mean, Chip Kelly's offense has always involved an athletic quarterback. It's always involved drop-back passing and perimeter run game. So, like I say, it's indifferent on who the quarterback is. Obviously, one's more athletic than the other. The other one's a better passer. But they're both capable of running this offense at high level. So we're just preparing for the overall offense and really just trying to keep the attention on, you know, our fundamentals and the things that we know that we've got to get better at and making sure that we're on point and ready to make the adjustments necessary.
I think the best news is it's going to be a little cooler out there on Saturday.
Love that.
Oh, my goodness.
It was hot. It was hot.
On Saturday, but the crew did a great job. Benny Wiling preparing guys, Coach Tiff, and making sure they were hydrated. Everyone handled it well, didn't they?
No issues. No cramps, I believe.
Yeah, none at all. That's great.
Congratulations. There was cramps all over the country, though.
No, my gosh. Did you watch the Monday night game? Was insane.
Monday night, Michigan was – guys were dropping like flies.
Mm-hmm. That's our staff, man. They're incredible. All right, Coach, congratulations on the win. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
It's Kerry Cooks. Teddy and I will be back to wrap it up inside the Coach's Corner presented by the Riverwind Resort.
Lindsey Buckingham, live in concert. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind, Friday, November 9th. With very special guest, J.S. Ondara. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. Lindsey Buckingham, performing hits spanning his entire career. Check more at lindseybuckingham.com.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract, just...
get the live sports you love. Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Use code REALDEAL. Limited time. Price for a little package. After 3 months, renews monthly at full price. Currently minimum $40 unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Content varies by package and may be limited. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Jason, I keep hearing about Air Comfort Solutions' energy savings agreement. Talk to me about that.
Well, Gary, it's pretty simple. Those who have signed up for an energy savings agreement have access to 2 tune-ups a year, a 1-inch air filter, 2 maintenance visits each year, priority customer same-day service, no waiting, and 15% discount on any repairs.
I got to tell you, that sounds like an amazing deal. Write it down. How do I sign up?
All you have to do is call Air Comfort Solutions at 721-3740 and ask about our energy savings agreement.
Hi, I'm Attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free, and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Hey, OU fans. Want to make your OU watch party extra special? Serve your guests Red River Ranch Angus Beef, Oklahoma's only certified tender beef. Whether you're having a cookout or a family meal at home, mouth-watering Red River Ranch Angus Beef has the great taste you'd expect from Oklahoma's own award-winning beef. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, official supermarket of Oklahoma football.
Good to be home.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. T-Lale 31 writes, having dinner with my little buddy at Chick-fil-A and he found the slide. We may never leave. Aw, sounds like fun, T. It's the little things that bring kids to the dinner table. Now, getting them off the slide, that's another story. May we suggest nuggets and dipping sauce? Tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
Final segment of the Coach's Corner presented by the Riverwind Resort. Thanks to Coach Cooks and Coach Gundy for coming by along with Teddy Lehman. I'm Chris Plank. And, you know, we talked a lot with Cale Gundy, and we typically do this, Ted, because Cale was a standout quarterback for the University of Oklahoma. It always ends up in a quarterback conversation in some way, shape, or form, and you can't help but be impressed with what Kyler Murray did on Saturday, right up there with some of the great debuts we've seen for Sooner quarterbacks.
I thought he was fantastic. You know, was calm in the pocket, efficient with the football, went out, didn't try and do too much. We talked about that. That just showed a lot of poise there. I mean, looked like a seasoned veteran, and I know he's been around the game a long time. He, you know, he got starts at Texas A&M. He sat here. He played behind Baker Mayfield, got some opportunities there. So he's got experience. But you thought maybe with his only season here at Oklahoma, just watching Baker win the Heisman Trophy, he may go out and try and do too much. Wasn't the case at all. 9 of 11, 209 yards, 2 touchdowns, super clean, made some plays with his legs. Just really, really good stuff all around.
Like what Cale Gundy said when we talked about his elusiveness, he goes, it's a different speed. We've had dual threat quarterbacks, but the speed with Kyler Murray is elite. Now, this isn't the first time that Oklahoma has played a member of the Pac-12. Now, keep in mind, Colorado's now a member of the Pac-12. Sooners played them when they were part of the Big 8. Haven't played them now since they are a member of the Pac-12. In fact, Oklahoma has won 3 straight against the Pac-12 and are 7-3 in the last 10 meetings. Though, again, we could argue that should be 8-2 if you really want to go in depth about the 2006 game, which we won't.
I'll just point out that I was 2-0 against the Pac-12 playing.
With an interception.
If anyone's counting.
With an interception.
Interception and 2 sacks against Washington State.
That's right, in the Rose Bowl.
I dominated the Pac-12.
Back in 2002. Take that. But with that said, they're going to look the part, and they're going to bring in athletes, and regardless of the success that Oklahoma's had, it seems wild to think the last time we played a Pac-12 opponent was in the Sun Bowl in 2009. Stanford minus Andrew Luck. That was Landry Jones getting the start for the Sooners in 09. But with all that laid out, it's still a heck of a challenge anytime you bring in a team. And not just in that, hey, it's UCLA and it's the Pac-12, but Chip Kelly, and they're probably going to get things figured out sooner rather than later out in West.
You got to really be careful with the looking at what they did week one against Cincinnati, you know, and knowing that they've lost some talent. This is going to be a football team that's ready to play. And you heard Coach Gundy talking about the talent. They're going to be a lot bigger on the line of scrimmage. They're going to be a lot more physical. There's some 5-star players here on this roster, guys that could really go. So it's going to definitely be a challenge. And they're going to take their biggest jump from week one to week two. Week one, they were still kind of iffy on Chip Kelly's offense. Week two, they're going to be flying. It's going to be up-tempo. It's going to look a lot more efficient.
And, of course, it's striped the stadium on Saturday, so you can go to Soonersports.com to get information to make sure that you have the proper crimson or white to wear to stripe the stadium. And Ted, I know a noon start, so you get a little bit of an extra hour. We got about a minute left here to wrap up, but anything about, I know you dig the early start as an analyst.
I do.
Did you dig it as a player?
Didn't really matter to me. I like the night games. I like playing under the lights, usually a little cooler in these early season games. But here's the thing. It's a noon kick, which is early for us, but that's really early for UCLA, who's already traveling across the country. That's a 10 a.m. game for those guys. You know that West Coast time.
Right, yes.
You know, they're always kind of laying around, late risers. It's going to be a little bit different for those guys than it is us.
Yeah, it's a fun show today, and we are ready for kickoff between Oklahoma and UCLA. Special thanks to Kerry Cooks for joining us and Cale Gundy. We'll be back next week for Teddy Lehman. I'm Chris Plank. We'll see you at Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium for the noon kick. Don't forget, Sooner Game Day hits the air at 10 a.m. We'll be on the air at the Sooner Radio Network at the same time. Until next week, have a great game day, and Boomer Sooner, everybody.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993. This has been the Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind Resort. Still the one. Coach's Corner is also brought to you by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.